You mentioned ipi/nivo in small cell, and I'm hearing more investigators say that's their second-line therapy. Is that yours?
We are increasingly using it off-label. I will say for some of my small cell lung cancer patients who are a little more delicate in terms of performance status, I'm more using single-agent immunotherapy. Not for all patients, but it's definitely a conversation. But I have those patients where irinotecan led to a response for 2 years, right? So I don't give up on going back to chemotherapy. It's not my standard, but it's definitely a conversation. When I have that conversation with patients, most patients say, "Really, doc, I want to try the immunotherapy." You know, and so patients are really asking for it. What we need is data to make that a standard part of small cell.
You mentioned ipi/nivo. What about ipi/nivo or anti-CTLA-4, PD-1 in non-small cell and tumor mutation burden? Where do you see that heading?
Yeah, and that's fascinating data. I think they're two different questions, right? The ipi/nivo question is, in those patients who could respond to immunotherapy, can you do more? By hitting the immune system harder, can you get them that immunotherapy response? I think the challenge there with ipi/nivo is we now have chemo, pembro, right? And so, you know, which of these two approaches are better? That's a difficult question, I think, and has not really been clearly answered. I think it's going to be hard to move chemo pembro out of our standard toolkit up front. Still, the idea of two checkpoints is compelling. Every time I offer it to patients on clinical trials, they're into it. And so I think we're going to have to figure out a way to how to build it in. Before you know it, we might be offering chemo, ipi/nivo, maybe, right? I think we need to see these trials. TMB is a separate question. I think TMB is the question of when you see a patient and you're trying to figure out, are they going to be immunosensitive versus not? What pieces do you pull into that question, right? And so just like PD-L1 positive comes with an asterisk sometimes because it's PD-L1 positive, but they're genetically simple EGFR or ALK, at the same time, PD-L1 negative comes with an asterisk. And if you have a PD-L1 negative heavy smoker with high TMB, look, there's a patient where maybe you can get that awesome response to immunotherapy alone and spare them chemotherapy. And so, yes, I would love to be able to offer them ipi/nivo, but it would be off-label because that PD-L1 is negative.